Brisbane's better when you're listening to Stav, Abby and Matt. Visit Brisbane City Council's website to find out how council is making Brisbane better too. Stav,
Abby and Matt. Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.
Hey, podcasters. Abby's distracted by a snake on the TV.
Yeah, I don't know if I like snakes or not, because my son was going to get one. Now I feel a little bit warm towards the cold-blooded animal, but still not getting one. And Ellie is in with us today.
Hello.
Because Maddie is having a day off.
How do you feel about the snacky snacks?
I love snakes. Ooh. Yeah, Dad was a ranger growing up, so we would have snakes, lizards coming home, all sorts of animals and everything. It's the best.
I was talking about your other love to someone, which is your love of flying.
Oh, plane nerd, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, and how, like, so how, because you were completely petrified of planes.
Correct.
How many times had you flown before you became petrified, or you always had been?
I think about 3 or 4 times.
And nothing happened bad?
No, nothing bad at all on the flight itself, but I think my nana just traumatised me with stories, you know, from back in the day. And then, you know, there were security breaches with things going on, you know, terrorism and all that stuff. So that really scared the crap out of me. And it was to the point where we would cancel all of these flights.
Right.
Like, my husband and I had booked trips overseas.
For your honeymoon, and you just didn't go?
Anyway, we cancelled them prior to, so we'd still get the credit, thank God. But I think probably 10 flights I would have cancelled. Now I'm obsessed.
So how many hypnotherapy sessions did you have?
I did 3 for the flying, and then I did another one around because I was addicted to lollies. I'd be eating like 3 bags a day.
Right.
So I had lollies and flying. Mm. Now I'm perfect. Okay. There's a lot of other things wrong. I highly, highly recommend if you want to give hypnotherapy a go, give it a crack.
I don't know. I'm happy not being a plain nerd.
But it depends what you want to go and do. Like, if you wanted to stop smoking or anything like that, I think it's fascinating. Now they're doing, what's that? What's a weight loss drug?
Ozempic.
Ozempic. Yeah, they're doing like the hypnotherapy to replace, like they're saying it's a non-medication version of it. Mm. And all these hypnotists are like saying, yeah, we'll be able to do the same as the effects of the drug without having to take the drug.
Here, I just saw in the background, they're just showing footage of a plane crash, but no, I'm fine.
We don't want to trigger it again.
To be fair, that was a helicopter.
I think I'm fascinated by it because I didn't think you'd go the opposite way. I thought you'd be okay on a flight. Mm. I didn't think you'd be like, oh, this is amazing.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. I'd love to learn how to fly a plane.
Mm-hmm.
I think my husband's the same too. We're both real plane nerds. Like, we go to Brisbane Airport and we watch planes take off and land. And I could be able to tell you the difference between a 767 and a 737 when they're flying through the air.
Did you see Top Gun Maverick?
Yes. Oh, what, at the airport in general? Or?
No, but it's just planes.
I was frothing over that.
Yeah.
What would you go and do hypnotherapy for then? I wonder if you could do it that you want to love something.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Because if someone's, I know a child that is going to see if they can get over a phobia of fruit.
Mm. Fruit?
Fruit, yeah.
Wow.
Can't stand fruit at all. Never been able to touch it. Not allowed to see anyone eating it.
Right.
And the mum was like, I've just had enough. It's just easier for school lunches if I can get her to like fruit.
So when they did my lolly hypnotherapy, the woman described the lollies as, now when I look at them, I associate them with being like a horrendous texture and foul taste in my mouth. So now I'll just look at them. So I wonder if they'll do the same with the fruit, but they'll make it the opposite and be like, this will be give you superpowers.
It's like chocolate cake.
Bananas are our worst.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's interesting.
Interesting. You know what else was interesting? Our show today. And here it is in its entirety for you.
Oh, wait. We have to do clues as well for tomorrow morning.
Yeah, we do it midway.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Please welcome Shepherd.
Australian group Shepherd.
Storm the charts.
International success.
Indie band Shepherd.
Oh, hello, hello. Shepherd's here.
Hey.
All
right. Good to see you guys.
That's great.
We love Shepherd, don't we?
We do. I mean, we have to. We see you every second week. Of course we love you.
It's our second home in here.
I even watched your Instagram. It's a fantastic compilation of your haircuts, sir.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking to the girls for sure then. Started to tune out. But no, I did have a little bit of a... Because, you know, TikTok nowadays, it's what the music industry is based around.
That's
true. You got to kind of create content constantly. Mm. It's fun, but it's also the bane of my existence.
I thought it looked like you were in the chair for a while.
It's about a 3-4 hour process.
Ooh.
Yeah, and you got to try and condense it down to...
This is your hair color for your wedding.
It will be, but yeah. I'll have to get it done again. It's about a
oh yeah, no, I know that. 4 to 6 weeks. I just think that's like a big deal. Like that's the one that you commit to for photos.
Correct. Yes. Yes. I'm very happy with the color.
Are you asking him if he's sure about it?
I'm not.
It really does sound like
it's double
is
thinking.
Something you really want.
George, are you happy with it?
Well, I fear. I'm asking him. I was trying to work out because
Mum, it's how they do their hair these days. Okay.
I fear that if I went back,
he's happy. I'm happy.
If I went back to my normal hair, I'd just be like completely grey, and you know. It's what's keeping me youthful.
I do love it, but I didn't know because I hadn't seen the video whether it was an experiment before you were going to look in a colour.
You just got to be careful with that purple shampoo, George, because you might end up with blue or purple hair for the wedding.
Yeah. How long does yours take?
Who has blue hair for their wedding? Yeah, also hours and hours, yeah. Like 5 hours. And yeah. Anyway.
You guys really love each other. And you know how I know this for sure? Because you all help each other move house.
Oh, oh my God.
That is true love.
You've been keeping up.
That I watch. Yep. I watched the stories love. On the weekend. Because, Amy, you moved back in with the parents.
I did. Lockie and I are kind of in limbo. We moved out of our place. The apartment sold. And we're just like, okay, where are we going to go? Where do we want to live? What do we want to buy? Do we want to rent? And, you know.
It was good when our washing was done. Why don't we move back to that place?
I know. So we moved down to one bedroom. Moved down to one bedroom, which was hectic. So, and we just had so much crap. Like, I was looking around in my apartment. I was like, oh, we don't have that much stuff. But when you actually start to move, you're like, the drawers are full. Every single drawer is full. So we just did the cull and I got the troops on board to help clean up. And yeah, back into mums. Woohoo.
I'll be moving in a couple of months. So I will remember this.
Oh, so it wasn't a nice thing. It was like even Stevens.
Yeah,
I might book like, my hair. What date, George?
Book my hair in. Done.
What do you need in return, Emma? Is there something coming? Because you already there, so Amy's come in and taken all your thunder from home.
I know, yeah. I never left home. it's great. And I also took Amy's room when she left.
Well, that's what I was going to say. If you upgrade, yeah.
But no.
Yeah, sorry. So I don't get my room back, which is very sad because it's a bigger room. Oh, and it's got the ensuite.
I hope. Is this finally the thing that breaks up the band?
it's been waiting for it.
It's funny you say that because this is the biggest deal when we go away on family holidays. We do every second year with my family. And the biggest deal is who can get there first to get the rooms. And my dad organises it. So he will put in who gets rooms so we think who's the favourite. And it's normally to do with who's got the youngest grandchild. Gets like the biggest
best room. That makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
At least there's some logic to it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not just favourites.
Yeah, but
what do the other in-laws do? Where do they put you?
Oh, they put me in a tent in the backyard.
If there's like a joke.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my God.
It's a 12 bedroom house.
But yeah, I was last time we went there and I was like, oh, our son doesn't sleep in our room anymore. He doesn't want to. And he goes, oh, well then the bedroom gets away from you then. You don't get the main one. I was like, no.
He does.
No, we do the paper, scissors, rock.
Ah, perfect.
Yeah, very mature.
Can't dispute it.
No, it's true. It held up in court.
Good, yeah. Yeah.
You're right, though, about the TikTok thing. How have you guys found that? Because when you guys started, it wasn't a thing. And now that's where a majority... It's the only place my daughter, she's 10, it's the only place she finds new music.
Right.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty...
The bane of our existence.
Yeah, it's really difficult. Mm. But, I mean, I've actually started an app. I don't like it so much that I've started my own app to try and combat it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Called Forte Music. Little plug
TikTok.
Here. No.
But you have developed your own.
Yeah, it's on the App Store and everything.
Wow.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's like a Tinder for music. So you get like a little snippet of a chorus and, you know, you get to hear what the music is. And it's mainly for independent artists who don't have like the backing of a major label.
Cool.
But yeah, it's just so hard to now focus. You've got so much time focused on music, but now you have to split it between music and content creation.
Yeah.
And I know Maddie's very good at it.
He's killing
he loves it.
Maddie loves it and he's very good at it.
I think that's the difference, if you don't love it, it becomes a bit of a chore. And that's what you say, it's bane of your existence.
I feel like I love Instagram.
Yeah.
That's my place. But and I love creating reels, but TikTok is just a whole different game.
Yeah.
And like I just can't.
And now Spotify has got its own thing. Spotify Clips.
Yeah.
You know, short videos on Spotify. Facebook Reels.
Yeah.
And so they've all got different formats.
Just sing?
Yeah.
It does feel a bit like that. You have to be not only filming everything.
Yeah.
So I found when we were doing some writing sessions in we went to LA. It's all very exciting, but you're not focusing on writing. You're like, oh, better film George doing this. Got to film. You know, it's a bit distracting. So that does get a bit hard. But
well, if our children are anything to go by, your next album should all be sped up. Yeah, right. Yeah. 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 For those of you that like the song but wished it was shit, I can't stand it. Yeah. You know?
Oh. Hey, new single, Good Time, it's out now. That would mean there's plans for another big tour coming around.
Yeah, well, obviously there's an album, a whole album in the works. Yeah. We're about, I want to say 85-90% done with it.
Right.
Yeah, fourth album. And we've got the name, we've got the cover. It's all very exciting, but awesome. It's going to be rolled out over the next couple of months. But yeah, first single, Good Time, out today.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Films classified G are for a general exhibition that can be enjoyed by the whole family.
When viewing films classified PG, parental guidance is recommended for persons under 15 years of age.
Stav, you're the movie guy.
Yeah, I say I am.
Thought of you yesterday because we do what you always do Friday night and you do a movie night at your house. Mm-hmm. Rory can pick some, you pick some, but you like to think it's an education for her.
Yes, I'm taking her through the world of cinema every Friday night. Yeah,
she loves it. No, but it is hard when you love a movie and you want your kids to like it. And I'm so bad because I can watch a movie and I'll go, oh, actually, I've seen this, but it's not until halfway through. So I forget everything, don't remember any of the lines in
it. So annoying, halfway through. So, oh, Bruce Willis is a ghost. I remember that. You're like, shut up.
I've not seen that movie.
Exactly.
But we were like, oh, Dodgeball. That one was on, I think it was on Stan. So we're like, right. Yeah, you should watch that. It's really funny. You guys will like it. And I was looking at the rating and it was M. And I was like, that's fine. They watch M because I'm a bad parent because normally they watch a lot of superhero ones.
Mm.
And a lot of the Marvel stuff are M-rated.
Mm.
And I've decided that that's all right because it's not, I don't know, it's a little bit of
cartoony violence.
Yeah, I mean, it's violent and they're violent. I don't know which one came first, whether it was them or the movies. Regardless, they normally watch it. But it's hard because some parents, when they have their kids over, they're like, oh, we don't let them watch Star Wars. Because Star Wars is too graphic. And I was like, oh, okay. No worries.
That's nothing.
So where's the line? Yeah, but when we put on Dodgeball, and I was like, oh, that's kind of a bit inappropriate. And it's not inappropriate with violence. It's more like sexual that I wouldn't normally let the kids watch. So I was like, do you guys really want to watch this? And they're like, nah. So they turned it off and watched Shazam.
Right.
Which is also, I think, rated that, but wasn't as...
That'd be more for the demons in it. Because it's all different things of how they classify. I always remember, I used to like, back in the day, I don't know when it changed, but back in the day, it would actually say what the rating was for. So it would say, this movie is rated M for sex scenes. And now they just go, this movie is rated M for violence, sex scenes, swear. It's everything. And it may not have it in there, but it's just a blanket rule. That's why it's rated M.
So PG's the lowest?
No, G's the lowest.
Oh, yeah, okay. You got
the G.
General.
The PG. Yeah. The PG-13. The M. The M-15 plus. And then you've got the R, and then the X, yeah. And it's done by parents. The review
the
board,
rating. Okay.
Yeah, their parents because it's there for children.
Geez, I'm glad I'm not on there.
How would you go?
That's PG. And, oh, that's not Abby.
And so there's little things you can do. So most times, if you want to get a PG rating, you're normally allowed. I believe you're allowed one F word.
See, I wouldn't think you'd be any. Why is it just one? If you're going to have one, why not have 10?
No, see, then that pushes it over. That
but why, though, like, once you've opened
because,
that...
Because if they just do one and it's in, like, an hour and a half movie, that's... But then if you're doing 10, then it's all the time, all the way through.
You know? Okay.
So that's how they do it. And you will notice that movies will use it specifically like, this is our one, so let's give it some stank.
So what about nudity, then?
Nudity is different. That would be a straightaway M. No question asked. And little things, the little things that you can do differently. So Tarantino in Kill Bill.
Yes.
Very violent, bloody film. But it switches to black and white in one scene, which looks like it's for artistic reasons and whatnot. It's because the blood doesn't show up and you avoided getting an R rating. It went to an M rating because he shot it in black and white instead.
Wow.
My favourite ever story comes from Alfred Hitchcock, who sent off Psycho to be graded and get his classification back. And they said, you're going to get an R rating unless you make all these cuts. Cut. He kept the movie for about a week, sent it back untouched, and they went, perfect, you fixed it, well done. And he the same movie, and it went along like that. So, yeah, because, like, I mean, if you look at it, like, you got one swear word, right?
Okay, but, so one swear word and it's PG.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Because Wolf of Wall Street is the movie with the most swear words in it. That's got 715 swear words in it. So that's, like, the majority of the script is swearing, you know? So you wouldn't want your kids to go...
I don't know. I wouldn't have noticed that that's a swearing
no.
one. I mean, a lot of drug references, so I would have presumed it would have a high rating.
Coming in, yeah, well, that would have a high rating for all the drug use, definitely, and the nudity, because there is quite a bit of Margot Robbie in that film. Uncut Gems is the second one at 646 swear words in the movie. So.
I've seen that one too. I didn't notice.
I wonder what your house would be rated.
I'm bad, aren't I?
Imagine if they
did
that.
No, I was going to give it up for Lent, and then I forgot.
I reckon they should do that, though. This is Abby's house. It's M15 plus, but your kids can go in
there
if they
want.
Don't
say that. We have a lot of kids over with play dates on the weekend.
Ooh, it's Friday night. It's R.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
I hurt myself today.
I've turned into a bit of a sook.
What's happened?
Well, I'm going on and on about my shoulder surgery because I can't sleep. I'm thinking about it all the time. Just because I'm like, oh, I can't move it for, you know, 6 or 8 weeks. It's just going to be a long time. So I keep going around my house going, oh, doing that with one hand. Oh, I can't. You know, I was like, oh, I can't open mascara.
Oh.
I guess I can move my teeth. Yeah. But I'm up thinking about it, and because I was... We saw friends on Saturday night and we were like, oh, we've got to have you guys over. And I was like, oh, not for a while, though, because I don't want you to come over. The house will be messy because I won't be able to clean it. To be fair, Scotty's a better cleaner than I am.
Yeah.
But, you know, just thinking about that. And they're like, oh, what? I said, oh, I'm getting shoulder surgery. And they're like, oh, what'd you do? Because he's like, oh, I need shoulder surgery because I did this at rugby, you know, this big tackle. And I went, I put my arm out when I fell over. And he's like, how bad is it? I was like, oh, bursitis, get that cleaned up, get muscles reattached.
Yeah.
He's like, what? Just from that? And I was like, yeah. Like, I feel like it should be more dramatic. But I was speaking to one girl who was at tennis, and she said that she broke her leg in 3 different places because she stepped off a bicycle.
What?
Stepped off a bicycle and just about like 10 centimetres, she didn't realise there was the curb. So it went down a little bit further.
Broke a leg. But, I mean, that's in your wheelhouse to... people don't know that. So just make up a cool story, bro. You know?
All right, bro.
Yeah.
What do you suggest I do?
Oh, I mugged. You were mugged. No, you stopped a mugging.
You know, I would have talked about that years ago, bragging. And I still would be talking about that.
That's true.
I can't keep anything in. But 13, 10, 60, what is the... the smallest accident, but the biggest injury.
My friend did. He dropped a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
And, you know, like you sort of instantly, you don't think about it. You just try to catch it before it falls. And he caught it the moment it hit the ground and it shattered. And he cut all his tendons in his hand, lost them feeling to 3 of his fingers.
Can you still feel it? No.
No, he's completely lost feeling in 3 fingers. Yeah.
What about hockey girl?
Not me. I've had a shattered cheekbone from a ball to the face.
Are you still playing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We start in 2 weeks, but I did have a broken nose when a light fitting fell on it.
Ah. Oh.
I was trying to kill a fly with a hockey stick, and instead of hitting the fly,
you hit the light.
I hit a light fitting. It fell on my nose and broke it.
Right. Well, I think doctors say the majority of broken ankles are just mishaps like that, just like stepping funny, stepping wrong, and then...
Yeah, it just feels like to require surgery for something, it feels like it needs to have some sort
of... Should have been bigger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, it was only a little step.
I remember.
I was talking to you at the time.
You were, so...
I was talking to Stav, and I opened the door to the studio, and I walked, like, backwards and didn't realise that someone had put boxes right out front of the studio.
Who had...
The work health and safety monitor. He no longer works here. But I was like, why does he not want to fill out the paperwork? Don't worry about it. It'll be fine. And he was like, well, how'd you fall? I'm like, well, why'd you put the boxes there? And I didn't realise that he was the person that was in charge of it.
So he had to be in charge of his own case. Yep. Katie and Oxley, you've got those tickets. Well done.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Now, what's your biggest injury, smallest incident?
So I was putting a fitted sheet on the top bunk of my son's bed and I went to do the furthest corner and my fingers got stuck as I pulled back and I actually dislocated my shoulder.
Oh, Katie. Right, and you had to say, what, they're like, what did you do? Your girl's making a bed.
Yeah.
Like, what,
it was very
scratch?
Embarrassing at the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they believe me in the lineup at first. They're like, what are you here for? And I'm like, oh, I was putting a fitted sheet on a bed and something's really wrong. I can't move my arm.
To be fair, the last corner is the hardest. Stav laughs our... You got to hop on the bed.
I can't not think of you every time I do it now. Yeah.
You got to hop on the bed, Ellie, right? And then you've got to jump and you pull, like, so you're sitting on the bed, crouched on it, and then you like jump and pull it over.
I've got to make the bed when I get home. That's all we're going to be thinking about.
I tell you what, it stays with you, that one. Yeah.
You tried it?
Yeah, that's how I do it now, and I laugh. Nick in the Rangbar, what's your injury?
So I was getting up for work one morning, and I got up out of bed pretty quick and did a big stretch and fainted and fell into the corner of the wall and broke my leg and ripped all the ligaments off my ankle.
Oh, oh Nick.
Yeah, I needed surgery, and it wasn't really a good story to tell the boss.
No. Now, did you come up with a better story? You just went with, no, I just yawned and fainted.
No, that was it. That was all it was. It was 11 weeks off work.
Wow.
Wow. 11 weeks off work. Wow.
Yeah, it was a struggle.
Well, for stretching, you get to go to the Dolphins game, so well done.
Yeah, yeah, you can hobble along to that. All right, Ariana in Caboolture, what did you do to yourself?
I was at the pool, and I just had a boob tube swim top on. Mm-hmm. I was on like the inflatable course. I was running. I jumped through the hoop. I was holding my top. I fell down. Like, I just fell down because it was slippery. My son jumped on me. I noticed that my top fell down. So I was like holding my boobs at the same time. I'm like, do I get up or what do I do? And then I just got up, and I'm like, fuck, my finger hurts so bad. And it was black. So I went to the doctor.
It was black.
It was black, yeah, like blue, and the doctor's like, oh, it's fine, you're still moving it. And then 3 months later, I was trying to plait my father-in-law's hair. I'm like, my finger is still really sore. I've got it checked out. They said it was nothing. Mm. It turns out it was, like, fractured. Wow. On my left middle finger.
That was wow. That was quite the roller coaster. Did you say you were plaiting your father-in-law's hair?
I was plaiting my father-in-law's hair, and I felt my finger really sore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're like, I got it checked out, and they said it was nothing, but surely this is not nothing.
Okay.
Do you not do that in your hair?
No. He's bald, so it would take a bit of an effort. Yeah. I think he would think I'd be taking the mickey.
Hey, you've got tickets.
You got tickets.
Dolphins versus Broncos game, okay?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You can take your father-in-law with his sweet, sweet head of hair.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here!
Oh, this is exciting. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here is going to premiere Sunday the 2nd of April. So they're not in South Africa yet, but they will be. It's going to be 7:30 on 10 and 10 Play. Dr. Chris Brown and Julia Morris. Hello, guys.
How are you, baby girl?
I'm good. I love trying to guess who's going to go in. I'm not even going to ask you about this time because I know you guys are always tight-lipped. But I'm actually looking forward to seeing this because I don't know if there's going to be tears and excitement from you, I guess, because this is your last show together.
Well, who knows if it's our last show together, but it's certainly our last season of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here in its current form.
Yeah, no, I shouldn't say that. I know that you're going to follow Dr. Chris Brown everywhere.
Wherever he goes, whether he likes it or not.
Yeah. Mm.
Yes.
I think the rule is 200 metres. She has to stay back. But in South Africa, the rules don't apply. So that's how we've always found a way to make the relationship work.
Yeah, so you take different planes, do you?
I dress as a honey badger and in I come. And, I don't take no for an answer.
Well, I guess the other thing is, though, Dr. Chris, if you're not hosting it anymore, it opens the door for you to actually be a contestant on there in the next season.
Oh, is that the twist, babe? Is it the twist?
There's always a twist. I like it. Yeah, would you be kind to me, though?
Maybe. I would always be kind to you.
And has he done that thing, Julia, now that he has, like, the end is in sight? Has he let his foot off the gas? Is he not even trying? Is he just filling the time until he's done?
All this patience and sweet friendship all of a sudden is about to go up in flames because he doesn't have to be nice to me anymore.
I'm emotionally checking out as we speak.
Welcome to my marriage.
Dr. Chris Brown. You were yesterday. You were in Stella magazine. You were talking about like the perfume and how profound effect it can have on people around you, and all this. Do you actually know what Julia Morris wears? What perfume?
I don't, but it is that thing where I can walk past someone who wears the same perfume as Julia, and I'm immediately by her side.
It's a little known French perfume called Anal Passage.
That one written out on a piece of paper is an interesting one.
It's an unusual French perfume. I'm mad at this.
The Passage, it's certainly got a few notes that you know we can't even speak of.
That's what I'm talking about.
Potent. It's one that actually burns your nostrils on the way in and the way out.
Yeah, on a lot of levels.
Now, this is season 9. I was reading that Dancing with the Stars actually had some problems even just trying to find some celebrities to be in their next season. How's it going for I'm a Celeb? Are you at the bottom of the barrel yet? Or you still got plenty of people
wanting to
put their hand
up?
Do you know what? It's interesting about reality television is that you don't need the biggest stars in the world on this show because they don't give us anything.
Mm.
So what we want is a series of different people. So, like, for example, somebody who's super famous on the internet, my generation isn't going to know.
Mm.
So what we do is we get to know them while they're in the jungle, and that's why this format's so unreal, because there's actually somebody for everyone to tune in and love, and then we get to know them through their jungle experience, and that's the bit that I like. I'm like, are you that person? Oh, now I hate you.
Or the opposite way. I've had people on there that I thought, I don't like this person, and then by the end of it, like, they are actually really nice, and I've seen a different side of them.
Yeah.
That was you, actually, Chris.
thank you, mate. I'm a slow burn. Just give me one more year, and I reckon I can get you.
This job.
Julie, you've been brilliant on Taskmaster. I know, different show, but Stav keeps talking about it all the time. It's hilarious. Yeah. Have you loved it?
Oh my God, we had such a ball. I had a lot of fun because it just, it reignited my brain in a completely different way. Because Chris and I are, it is literally like a pas de deux between the two of us when we are in Africa, in that there's a lovely ebb and flow between our humour. But when you're out there on your own, like Taskmaster, and you're trying to complete a task, and you're trying to be funny, my goodness, let me tell you, I have my work cut out for me.
That is like the best insight into what it is like to be around Julia, is Taskmaster, where you're just left there, like, jaw on the floor, just going, what? Where is this going? What? And then you see where it eventually ends up.
And it's like, brilliant. Okay,
yeah. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
75 years in the business, you see.
Or don't miss Dr. Chris Brown and Julie Morris hosting I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, premiering Sunday, the 2nd of April, 7:30 on 10 Play. All the best for it, guys.
I love you so much, guys.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105. Love you,
Brisbane. Oh, this is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, Brisbane. Because Brisbane has just made the list of the world's greatest places of 2023.
Oh.
Which is very exciting to be added to that. I think we're the only Australian.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. Yep. So one of the only Australian cities to make it.
Oh, who's this by? Who's done this?
Time magazine.
Oh, well, that's reputable. That's okay. Yeah.
What were you going to... One magazine you're not happy with?
Well, if it was like the National Enquirer.
You sound like Ellie over there. Ellie's like, oh, I love Brisbane, but it's up there with Barcelona.
Yes. Well, if you go through and read this list, it's like Budapest, Barcelona, you know, London, New York, these beautiful places. And then I do love Brisbane.
Yes.
I think it should. I really do. I think it's one of the most pretty cities. Mm. I think, you know, you go around Sydney and I always go, you can't really walk around the river the same way.
No.
Well, Sydney Harbour, I guess. Mm. And you can here, which we do most weeks.
Most Fridays.
And you've got the sunshine, and that's probably the reasons why they made it.
Yeah.
Of course, it is brown. But here's the thing, though, and I go, oh, okay. Like, Schrinner's so excited about it, the mayor of Brisbane.
Of course,
Brisbane,
he would
rightly
be
so.
Chuffed.
But he has been a bit disappointed that he didn't bribe him.
I didn't say that.
There's a lot of... Guys, you've got to be patriotic about this.
Oh, look, I love Brisbane.
He has said, though, that he's a little bit disappointed. Mm. And I understand what you're saying, right? Mm. Because there is really beautiful photos. The photos are epic of all the other cities. And then we've got this one at Brisbane.
Oh.
And it's a bit, it's of the river, but it's just a little bit.
It doesn't even have this missing buildings.
Well, that's because it's 5 years old.
Oh. They wanted to say younger and hotter, did they? Don't use that photo. Look, gone downhill. He's an early one.
Well, he said that he's given them an updated photo.
Right. Yeah. I thought I did see a little bit of this. I think Kangaroo Island made it as well. That's one of, down your neck of the woods, isn't it?
Really?
Yes. See? Really did it? Should I go to Barcelona or should I go to Kangaroo Island?
Well, they're saying that this is boost tourism.
Mm.
So maybe that's the good thing that we go, yeah.
And the other thing was around, we've got sport and sun.
Sport and sun.
That's the big draw card.
Yeah, well, we're hosting the Olympics in 2023.
And
we'll have to update our photos by then.
A burgeoning a restaurant scene of cuisine, apparently, as well. They even mentioned a restaurant in there. I thought that's going to do well.
We've got a lot of restaurants that are shutting down. I think it's because the new Queen Street Wharves are coming.
Mm-hmm. Are they?
I did a doc on it years ago, and every time I tell him, like, what it's going to be in there, and I never forget, I was like, we're not going to be working here because it's, like, not opening at the end of 2023 and 2024, and there's no way we're going to be here.
And look at
Steph.
Still here.
Didn't update our photos.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105. Who let the dogs
out? It's a big day for one member of our family on the weekend. The whole day was devoted to them. It was their special day. Well, yes, our adopted
your youngest child.
Our fur baby, Angus. There was a dog festival on at Victoria Park golf course on Sunday, and we took the little pupper down there. It was warm.
It was really hot yesterday.
It was
so
warm.
So muggy. I think it's just because we've had so many consecutive days of it as well. You're like, rain.
So they did. It was all set up quite well. They had a lot of those, you know, those blue shells. The water shells. So they had a few of those. There was one dog that absolutely, he was in there blowing bubbles. I've never seen a dog blow bubbles
before. Oh, that's fun.
I've never knew that they could do that.
My parents' Dalmatian.
They put their snout under the water and
that's cool.
It's very cute.
I love the dogs where you're like, oh my God, they're so cute. They're so fluffy. And then they go in the water and you're like, whoa, who are you?
Yeah.
They come out of the water, just that drowned rat. Yeah.
Like cats. And that way he met a lot of people, made a lot of friends, sniffed a lot of butts.
There was no one's off lead, are they?
No, they weren't. Everyone was on lead. There were some training exercises there as well. There was a dog obstacle course. He had the time of his little life. And, of course, there were the stalls. And
dog cupcakes?
Dog cupcakes.
God, they look good. You look at them and you think, I can eat them. Don't. I did that once. Don't.
When we were in New York, there was a shop that you for both. So you could get your doggy cupcake and you could eat
they
it too.
They wouldn't have been that sweet though for...
I've eaten the dog chocolates before.
But they don't taste that good.
No, they're not. That's what I meant. It was revolting.
But you don't get worms. You know,
so. I'm not scratching my butt, so I'm fine.
it was a very hot day. I'm just gonna say that. Before I continue on with the rest of...
Ellie, he gets really embarrassed that they, like, spoil their dog. And he tries to pretend that it's a dog.
I'm not
into it. I don't do it.
Stav,
it's my wife.
Yes. This is a safe space because I'm a crazy dog lady too.
You say that, but bugger lugs over here.
No, I am. It's just more when someone puts his foot down, it's just so cute. And he's like, I'm putting my foot down. We're not getting a dog. We're not getting a dog. And then he gets a dog. And then he's like, I'm the alpha male. And that's why we laugh because...
I'm the alpha Romeo. I'm the alpha Romeo. God damn it.
Sorry.
Who made you Judge Judy an
but
executioner?
I think it's Cat. I think Gus thinks the boss is Cat.
No, he does not.
How do you know this?
Because of how dogs work. Because Cat does things with him that the alpha shouldn't and wouldn't do. Like get down on his level and pat him and let him on her side and of the couch and whatnot. I'm like, get away from me.
Okay.
Because I'm the boss.
All right. And he knows you're the boss. No worries.
So I'm going to say it again because we got a little bit off topic. It was a very hot day. And he was walking around quite hot. Everyone, all the dogs were hot. They're panting very harshly. So.
You bought him.
An ice cream.
Yes, you did.
Well, they did have the doggy ice creams.
The B105 Black Thunders are out at the moment. They give away dog ice cream.
That's not too bad. I thought you were going to get booties.
No.
You know how there was all the things that they can't walk? And
He's already got them.
No. Cat bought him a tie, which is an issue, but he did look pretty smart.
Did you put your foot down with that?
No, I did. I've given up on that one. But I've never seen doggy ice cream, so they had like strawberry and whatnot, but we got him peanut butter and bacon.
Did you try it?
No. No, I don't like peanut butter. That was the only reason, to be fair. I would have. But if you've never seen it,
it's cute.
It is very cute. But you know what's even funnier? Have you ever seen a dog with a brain freeze?
No, I forget it.
It's all right, buddy. It'll pass. It'll pass. And you're trying to, because you go back to thinking that they're human. Put your tongue to the roof. He's not going to understand that. Put your tongue to the roof of your mouth. It'll stop. It'll stop it. And then he was like, because he hadn't finished the ice cream, and he's sort of looking at it going, I don't know if I want to go back in there. That was freaky.
But he did.
Oh, he finished it down. Yeah. He walked it down.
That's actually really cute.
Oh, good. So we approve?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Disapprove. I just like mocking you.
It was a bit. The other strange thing there was too, though. It was a doggy ice cream. So he got one. There wasn't any human ice cream there. So he was just like, yeah, there you go, Gus. You have your ice cream.
Ah, so you have a favourite child.
Yep.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Andrew Winter. Will she sell? Only time will tell.
Selling Houses Australia.
Yes, Selling Houses Australia. 8:30, it is back on March 22. Foxtel, great show. And one of the stars, Andrew Winter, is on. Good morning.
Sorry, one of the stars?
The star, sorry, Winty. The star.
We didn't learn from last time.
Well, Andrew, I know Dennis Scott lives here in Brisbane, and I know he listens to the show. So
my new gardening colleague, David, he's lovely.
Yeah. And then, whatever.
Well, it's good to talk about property because I feel like we don't talk about it enough here in Australia. No. You know, no one knows about, you know, property prices, rental crisis, interest rates. So it's good for
no
us to address it.
No one's got a clue out there anymore.
No. You actually posted a photo recently talking about, you know, the amount of people that were going to an open home and what was the solution. What sort of, you asked that question, what sort of feedback did you get from people?
It was very interesting. Actually, in all fairness, it wasn't sales, it was a rental.
Yeah.
The queue for, which is just hideous. I mean, can you imagine you desperately need a rental and you join a queue of two or three and you're eyeing them up.
Yeah.
I mean, 10 or 20, you join the queue and go, is it really worth it? Yeah. It must be so soul-destroying. And there's no real hard and fast answer to it. I mean, if you really want me to get all political about shortage of housing, then that gets boring. But the reality of it is we just, every time they say, they being obviously the government and powers that be, hey, the simple thing is we just build more houses. Yeah. They don't build the right type of houses. They build luxury high-rise or four-bedroom family homes, which a lot of owner-occupiers at the beginning of their property life or wanting to rent or buy can't afford. They need to step down, and we don't. It's not so much sort of houses. What we're building or what we're creating isn't right. Mm.
But I guess the reason they don't get approved is because no property developer will want to do those because they haven't got as much money.
In all fairness, it's not, I'm going to get political now, it's the dozy government and council. They're the ones that are screwing it all up, because if they tell you you've got to have a, you know, minimum 300 or 400 square meter lot size, then that comes with a certain price tag, you have to build a certain type of house.
Yeah.
I know people say they hate tiny lots and all the rest of it, but you know, terraces in Sydney are some of the most expensive real estate going. Yeah. It's just good design with creativity and things like that, and you've got a solution.
You were a real estate agent for many years as well before you became a television star.
Megastar.
Here in Australia, and I don't know whether it was the same back in the UK when you were there, but real estate agents always have, like, really nice cars. Does every real estate agent who you've ever met always have a really expensive car? Because the thought process is, well, if I have a nice car, I've obviously sold lots of houses.
I will tell you a little story about that. Well, there kind of is that answer, yes. Mm. You've got to be very careful, as all real estate agents or good ones will know out there. If your car's too flash and you're selling or dealing with cars in a certain marketplace, it'll just alienate you.
Yeah.
I remember meeting a very successful real estate agent about 10 years ago in Sydney's outer west. It was a sort of real working class area, lots of good value homes. We met him for an interview and he was driving an extremely expensive and very flash car. When he turned up to the actual property and we were doing the thing, he turned up in a 10-year-old Holden Commodore.
Clever.
So he had a car that suited the client.
He knew how to play the game. And I would say that's how you do it.
And when I was working at a car dealership, none of the real estate owned their cars. They're all lease cars.
Yeah, right.
Of course, they're all lease. Yeah. And listen, I've had lots of flash cars when I was a real estate. I could afford none of them.
Yeah.
They were all lease.
Yeah.
They get you the girls, though, Andrew?
Oh, of course. I mean, it was great because they'd look and go, he must be so successful with a car like that. And then you realize, you're not really. It's just all on lease. I haven't sold a house for months.
But isn't that actually really makes sense? Yeah, because the other thing, if you turned up, say, in a Lambo to sell a house that was worth $300,000, the first thing I would think, if I was the owner, is I'd be like, that guy obviously charges a lot of commission.
So it's a funny look. Whereas if you're dealing in the very upper end of the market, if you haven't got a car that makes you look successful, those successful people are going to think, oh, not very successful, are they? Yeah. Oh, isn't it terrible that we judge people on their vehicles? But
here we are.
Yeah, here we are, and obviously I drive a 15-year-old Holden Commodore.
When you were selling houses, did you have to do a lot of, like, a friend of mine is a real estate agent. He said that often he'll have his own vacuum that he'll take in and he'll have to change it because they just don't realise how to leave it presented well, or he's so embarrassed by the stuff that they leave out that he has to hide the furniture and all the vases and then bring it back when the owner comes back after the inspection.
Only the good ones.
Right.
But that's sort of exaggerating a skill that most good agents have, and that's an eye for detail.
Yeah.
A good real estate agent, look, you know, sometimes properties are rented out, and I'm not going to knock tenants here because
tenant really doesn't care about somebody coming to look for sale. Why should they?
Yeah.
And they're in a rush in the morning, haven't made the bed and you know, straightened up this and straightened up that, then really cares. So for a real estate agent, with permission, of course, to do that is just good practice, really. I mean, let's be honest. There's not many, and I'm going to be very open here, there's not many jobs that have had sort of like a 40 to 50% wage rise in the last 3 years. Mm. We know inflation's high, but if you think they used to sell a $500,000 home and get 1.5% to 2% commission, now they sell that same home for $1 million, their salary's doubled.
Mm. Yeah, true.
Yes, so I think the least they can do is come in and fluff a few cushions.
I know the when we went to look at our house, when we got there at our house, there was a whole room we weren't allowed into because the husband had had a bender and was in the doghouse and was sleeping in the spare room. You can't go in there, he's a shambles. I told you know him!
But we want a quick sale.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's the one with the termites.
Yes!
Of course.
Yeah, I don't know, though. He's still there.
good on you, mate. Nice to talk this morning. Looking forward to the show.
Thank you very much. Please watch. I need to keep my income maintained to keep my car on and my car needs service.
Yes. Yeah, we'll do.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
The Broncos are through. Penrith are out. The Cowboys have won.
Yeah, big weekend of footy. we're across it. Mm. Ellie and I are. Mm. Are you watch any games?
Their teams won. Did good.
They did. Well, the Broncos have won every game and the Dolphins have.
Correct.
I've got to be honest, I was surprised. I didn't know just going in as a new team. I think there's a lot of different nerves. There's a lot of, like, getting to know each other.
So according to the official ladder, Dolphins are number one.
Yep.
No, wait, Broncos are number one. Dolphins number two.
Good.
Three from three, so well, it's huge.
You got to think, though, too. I mean, the Broncos haven't lost a game this season. The Dolphins have never lost a game.
Ah.
Ever.
That is epic.
It, isn't it?
Hey, are you doing footy tipping?
No, I missed out on the thing, but I have previously won. I'm quite good at it. So
okay.
This year I'm like, I'm just going to step aside, guys.
So I'm pretty hopeless at the NRL, so I've decided to do the AFL. Mm. Right? Mm-hmm. I know my footy. I am so bad. I'm right down the bottom of the ladder. I don't know what I went wrong with.
Your instincts.
I think so. You just got to guess. And then Hayley out there that doesn't follow at all is doing better.
Yeah, I have no idea. I'm like not an AFL fan or anything like that, but I somehow tipped really well.
I have to say though, Steph Clarkson, who works here, Alistair's Clarkson daughter, who's like footy royalty.
Yeah.
One of the best coaches.
Mm.
How are you going?
I am letting the Clarkson name down immensely. I am like 30th towards the bottom. I don't know what you call that. Like I'm like 165th out of 190 people.
Wow.
And I'm mortified.
you just don't know footy, babe.
I know. I'm like, what's going on? Brisbane let me down hardcore,
yes,
though.
I wasn't even going
to
mention it.
Do you want me to?
The
I'll
Lions
do you around
just
this
ready.
Week.
Love that. You can pick my tips.
Okay, we'll do.
I can't get worse than I already was.
That's what I was thinking.
See, this is the thing. I don't know if we can climb back.
Mm. No, we're screwed. We're done in round one. We're one and done.
Yeah, and there's no joke around. I don't think, like, we're that low down that, yeah, you can do mine too.
What do you win?
$1,000.
Geez, that's good.
Isn't it good?
You're not doing it.
No, I'm more than happy to join in if I'm going to win $1,000.
You get $100 for coming last as well. But that's harder than what you think.
Oh, that's a nice wooden spoon prize. Yeah.
But that's the other thing you've got to consider too, because obviously, and it's, we're making it rain this Monday. Everyone gets on air, wins tickets to the next game. Someone's run has to be over come the weekend. Either the Dolphins or the Broncos.
Now, you've lived in prison, like, you have to be Broncos, but you're going for Dolphins?
Yeah. Yeah. They're new. Shiny. I like them. They won me $350. What's not to like? They're all nice kids. I met them.
name player.
Kafusi.
Oh, that's only because I told you.
No, it's not.
We go way back.
Don't give him names so that he can talk about Woody with the boys.
I'm sorry. Boys. I went to the launch of the Dolphins. Did you?
No, my son was sick. He was sick, mate.
So I'm ahead of you there.
I didn't say I'm supporting the Dolphins.
Well, it seems lots of people are jumping on the bandwagon, not just you, Stav. We've got David from Belmont. Who did you used to support, Dave?
I used to be a big Canberra Raiders supporter from Canberra originally.
Sorry
but
to hear that.
Jumping on the Dolphins bandwagon.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the whole thing. You need a good local team, I always say, even if you're from somewhere
else. That's it.
Well, you have a family pass.
Fly down to Canberra to get to the game.
That's true.
Yeah. No, family pass to go along on Friday and support them.
Oh, I'd love to.
Yep, well, you've got him. Well done.
Yes, David. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. Maybe
no worries
Monday.
Today.
Yes.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105. Make it rain. Monday. Make it rain.
Make It Rain Mondays.
Well, yeah. We love doing a Make It Rain.
Mm-hmm. That weather report was wrong there, Al.
Oh, it's raining.
Exactly.
In the form of Dolphins Broncos tickets, the Battle of Brisbane.
Not with it. I was like, you're kidding me.
Well, it could be. Friday night at Suncorp. It is sold out.
Yep.
You can find out more details about the Dolphins. Amazing club. DolphinsNRL.com.au. But yeah, get on the air this morning. You will be going along with family passes.
All right. Tegan in Flinders View, are you a Dolphins or Broncos supporter?
Definitely a Dolphins supporter.
All right. Well, you are going to be there to cheer them on as they go up against the Broncos for the first set. So, yeah.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Enjoy. Enjoy. Oh, this is going to be an epic game.
It's going to be huge.
It's going to be such a good vibe. Yeah. And especially because they're
both playing well.
Both top of the table. So,
sing it, sister.
So sorry, Steph, what was your thoughts on the sports?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, ladies. I thought you've aligned really quickly. It's going to be a great game.
Are you going to watch?
Yeah, I am actually. Yeah, it's history in the making. I was at the Broncos' first game at Lang Park, so.
Oh, yeah, you're back with the boys now.
Mm.
Yeah.
TJ in Park Ridge. Morning, TJ.
Morning, mate. How are you?
Oh, we are good, but you're even better because you're going to the game.
Beautiful. Can't wait.
Who are you supporting? Broncos?
The Broncos. All the way.
All the way. Mm-hmm. You nervous for him?
No, I honestly, I don't know. I think today I'm going to go and watch the doco.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. On the Dolphins. I like Wayne Bennett.
There is something about Wayne. There is the Wayne effect.
Is it because he just doesn't like to talk that we want to talk to him more?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want to be in there like half time just for those inspirational chats.
I reckon it would be like three words. That's all he'd say. So, and they would go,
four more points.
Oh, my God, Wayne said it. We better go out and do it.
How'd you know?
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
And now it's time to play Maths or Murder.
So this is a fun game because when you're watching Maths, you might just get caught up in the drama. Married at First Sight, it's still a sensation in the ratings on TV. But you might get carried away in the storyline and not actually listen to the music. But Ash, our producer, was like, no, I only listen to the music.
Mm. Mm.
And it's too hectic for you.
It's so hectic. It's like a horror movie. So this is why we play Maths or Murder.
Yes.
You have to guess whether the music comes from an episode of Maths or if it comes from a horror movie. So have a listen to this.
There
has to be Maths.
You reckon?
Yeah, someone's going to go and confront someone.
Oh.
Which is all they do the whole time because the producers have gone confront him.
You're so cynical. it's a little bit different to what we normally hear because Maths is normally just the one slow violin. That was all over the shop. I'm going to go with you, though. I think it is Maths. I'm going to say they've changed it up a bit.
What do you want, Ellie?
I'm going with Maths as well. I feel like that's a dinner party song.
Ooh.
Yeah. Someone throws wine.
All right. Mm.
You're very close, Ellie, but it's actually a confrontation scene. So, yes, Maths.
Mm. Yep.
You're right, Abby. And it's when Bronte found out that Harrison was seeing another girl. So
don't ask him about it.
We've flogged that horse. Come on now.
Remember I asked him about it? I hadn't seen it. It was my fault. But yeah, he wasn't happy. Like you're... Come on, mate. Come up with a sledge.
All right, let's go number two.
Okay. Murder.
You reckon murder?
I reckon murder.
Guess what movie then?
Halloween.
Halloween?
No, I'm gonna go with Maths. I reckon. I mean, it's another confrontation.
What do you want to guess? What's happening as well?
Well, I'm out, obviously.
Is it to do with the phone scandal where it was like the butt dial scandal?
No. Okay, it's Maths. Sorry, Steph.
No, that's okay.
And it was when Martha threw wine on Cyril back in 2019. So Martha was wearing this white dress, and then she threw wine on Cyril, and then Cyril threw it back onto her.
Yeah, you're fully hectic.
Yes.
Is that the one? Yeah.
So this is when they sat down and sort of hashed it out. That's when
she said, if only they could do plastic surgery on your personality.
It was close to a murder, that one. That one got pretty epic.
She's a little baby now, hasn't she?
Yeah, she does. Mm. With the guy from Love Island.
Oh, no, both of them do. No, I'm talking about Martha's just had a little baby with the guy that she was paired up with. Maybe. They didn't fight enough for me to remember their name.
Maybe that's why she threw her wine. She's like, I can't have this. All right, another one?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Jesus.
Don't you watch horror movies?
That's got to be
horror. That's definitely horror. I'm going to go Scream 4.
Oh, you're even going to... Yeah, okay. Yeah. I will go horror movie, but I'm going to say that is I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Don't you watch horror movies?
I do, but that's, well, I wasn't expecting that.
That's what happens in horror.
It is horror, and it's Final Destination 5.
Ah, great movie.
So you were right with the sequels, just the wrong movie.
Wrong movie.
One more?
Oh, yeah. If that's maths, that's too much.
I think it is maths.
You reckon you go maths? We're going to go maths
on that one. Ellie, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going maths too. I feel like John Aitken would be giving a lecture.
Yep, spot on. Yeah. So that was last night on maths ahead of the commitment ceremony.
Yeah, someone stabbed someone.
Yep, so just before the final commitment ceremony of this season.
Wow.
So everyone's making their decisions, whether they go or stay, and do the family visit thing next week.
So Harrison's going to go and visit Bronte's family?
Yeah, they both decided to stay, which is big twist, because you think they hate each other.
No, they need more Instagram followers.
They really do.
Yes.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
All right, we're halfway through the podcast and we did say we'll give you some answers for your Alpha Bucks tomorrow. Your letter is F and some of your answers are frog, fever and Ferris wheel.
Done.
Thank you.
That's the podcast. See you guys.
Bye.
Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.
Your day was made better by Stav, Abby and Matt. Now search dog parks to find out how Brisbane City Council is making Brisbane better too.